darkness by night. His ears are sharp, alert to the sound of danger and the individual cry of a wandering sheep. His shoulders are strong, bearing the burden of the young and the weak who no longer bear the journey. It is to him the angels come. It is to him the message is given. And he responds. From the little town that knows not his name, from house to house, he moves, bearing the burden of love, willing to share with those who listen. The Savior of that beautiful world, the shepherd who gave his life for his sheep, a lamb who gave his life for the shepherd's sheep, for the child of the stable is the shepherd of love.
Our scripture text is Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 8. And it's on page number 1591. You have a green bulletin insert that gives you some sermon notes to follow along as we keep going. Beginning with verse 8 of Luke chapter 2. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in clothes and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is a great story, a familiar story. You probably know it well. It's a love story. Shows us the width or the breadth of God's love. Essentially, it's a story of the birth of God's love child. Essentially, love, the love that we've always longed for, the fulfillment of ancient prophecies, the fulfillment of our deepest longings, the fulfillment of our greatest dreams. It's interesting that the cast of characters that God chose to use in this great story, these storytellers are angels and shepherds. Quite a contrast of characters. Basically, the story was told by the angels to a group of shepherds and told by the shepherds to everyone else. These first evangelists of the gospel, the word for angel in the Greek New Testament is angelos, ho angelos, and evangelism comes from a related word, euangelizo, or angel right in the midst of that, one who brings the good news. A messenger, angel, angelos, a messenger of good news, hoangelos. And shepherds, on the other hand, shepherds were considered the bottom of Bethlehem's social strata back in those days. Kind of a smelly and dirty lot. Sheep, skin collar workers, shepherds. Maybe they were the ones chosen to to be the first to hear and the first to tell this great story, to show the extravagance of God's love for all people. Maybe they were chosen because love reaching down to the lowest of society shows us that God doesn't overlook anyone. Or maybe the shepherds were the only ones not too busy to listen that first Christmas night. Or maybe such unlikely storytellers like shepherds, you just have to listen to what they're saying. Well, this morning we're considering the shepherd of love. The shepherd of love started, it's a story of shepherd evangelists. Their story is a story of waiting. The shepherd's story is a story of waiting. Nothing but time on their hands. They had to wait. All of Israel was waiting in eager expectation for the Messiah to be born to them. Hundreds of years, the Old Testament prophet Micah said that the Messiah was to be born in Bethlehem in Judea. These shepherds, these Bethlehem hometown boys, knew their legacy. They knew that Bethlehem's claim to fame was it was the city of David, the city that David was born, and therefore the city to which the Messiah was to be born. They were awaiting the Messiah. Could be any one of their families. They were waiting. Their story was a story not only of waiting, but of watching. The shepherds kept watch over their flocks by night, as I read in verse 8. They were watching out for the strays, they were watching for the wandering sheep. They were watching for predators and thieves, watching out. And in the hills, they were watching over the little town of Bethlehem, down the home fires burning as their campfires burned as they spent the night out watching over the sheep. Professional watchers, vocational voyeurs, if you will. Who better to watch and observe the awesome, spectacular spectacle of this angelic announcement? Who better to receive this special invitation to watch God at work here in Bethlehem, watching the first live nativity scene there in Bethlehem? Theirs was a story of waiting, of watching, and a story of wondering. Wondering, what in the world is going on here? Never experienced anything yet like this. Questions and confusion gave way to awe and amazement for these shepherds. For this is indeed a wondrous story. Story of God's wonderful love. Divinity becoming humanity. God, the Exalted One, born of lowly birth, like Jackie was sharing with the children. God born in a barn. Imagine that. To an unmarried peasant couple. God's plan to redeem all of humanity, then down through the ages, was astonishing, is astonishing, awesome, amazing, wondrous. The shepherd's story is a story of waiting, watching, wondering, and a story of witnessing. A story of witnessing. A witness is someone who has seen and someone who tells the story. Shepherds saw Jesus and ran to town witnessing. Shepherds spread the word about what they had seen and heard. They were witnesses. This story, his story, Jesus' story, is too wonderful to keep to yourself. Too wonderful to keep to yourself. This Christmas is a wonderful opportunity to share a witness. Was then, it is now. Whether you use buttons to prompt a conversation, or whether you use all of the sights and sounds and symbols of Christmas to ignite a witness conversation, share the good news. For unto us a son is given, unto us a Savior is born. We can be witnesses. We are called to be witnesses by Jesus, and now is a great opportunity to do that. It's also a story of worshiping. These first shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had seen and heard. Glorifying, praising, worshiping God. This awesome, wondrous love of God inspires the telling, our witness. And it also inspires our praising, our worship. Let the glory of the story prompt you and I to praise this morning and throughout the next week and a half, to give Him exaltation. You know, there's a bit of irony in this story, in a sense. This story about the Bethlehem shepherds is really all about the birth of the shepherd, the good shepherd. This is a wondrous story about the good shepherd. His was a seek and a save mission, this good shepherd born in Bethlehem, to search out lost sheep. As you read throughout the rest of the scriptures, a seek and a save mission, Jesus told in a parable in Luke chapter 15. Remember that story of the good shepherd? While the 99 were in the fold, the one that was missing, a good shepherd would go out to seek and to save that which was lost. To discover that one sheep was missing, to go after it until he finds it. That's the mark of a good shepherd. A good shepherd joyfully returns home, carrying the little lamb on his shoulders, rejoicing. Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost sheep. The good shepherd. This is a present reality for us today. For all we, like sheep, have gone astray. Each has turned to his or her own way. But God has laid on him the iniquity of us all. This good shepherd crucified, bearing the weight of his lambs upon himself. The Lamb of God, sacrifice on our behalf. For we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us universally have need for this Savior, Shepherd. God so loves the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him might not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, this love extends to all of us. God demonstrated His love toward us in this, that while we were yet sinners, God loved us. Christ died for us. The Good Shepherd seek and save mission is to search out for lost sheep. And He's searching for you. And so the Good Shepherd's whatever it takes commitment, His whatever it takes commitment was to save lost sheep. If it takes losing sleep instead of counting sheep, the good shepherd does what it takes, searching high and low, out all night, looking everywhere. Perhaps you've had that experience, maybe with a child, a wayward prodigal. If it takes organizing a search party, enlisting others to join in, the good shepherd He's ready, willing, and able to do whatever it takes. In fact, He did whatever it takes. He died that we might live. It took the life of this good shepherd. This good shepherd gave His life. He became a scapegoat, if you will, to take our place. Maybe you could call it a scape sheep for the Lamb of God. He took our sin upon Himself and took that sin away as far as the east is from the west. The Good Shepherd became a lamb the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. By the way, one interesting historical note here is that 2,000 years ago, these Bethlehem shepherds' sheep were being born and bred for the coming Passover sacrifice in Jerusalem in the coming year. Passover. The Passover sacrifice, the Paschal Lamb, the Passover Lamb was to be an atonement for the sins of God's flock. He had a whatever it takes commitment. He had to follow the leader commission. Follow me, he said. The good shepherd is the one to follow. Follow him. Follow where he leads. He knows the way through the valley of the shadow of death, this good shepherd. The good shepherd, he is the way to the house of God. That we might dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, is that way. The Good Shepherd, if you hear and know His voice, when He says, come, follow me, I will give you rest. The Good Shepherd says, come, lay down in green pastures. I will lead you beside quiet waters. I will restore your soul. The Good Shepherd comes to us this morning to bring His love. We're looking at the dimensions of Christmas. We've considered the length of our hope. How long can you hang on to this Christmas hope? We've talked about the depth of God's peace going deep down into your heart. Today, we've considered the breadth of His love, broad enough, wide enough to embrace everyone. Shepherds, angels, and all the rest. No one is beyond the reach of God's amazing love. Even those on the edges, the margins, the fringes of society, then and now, are included in His circle of love. That's how broad His love. Broader than the scope of our transgressions is the Savior's love for you and me. God, if God can love shepherds, He can love all of us, any of us. You ever feel like you're outside of His love? You ever feel like you've done something that somehow negates His love for you? It's not going to happen. His love draws each of us inside the circle, in the fold. It enfolds us. For all we like sheep, we are the sheep of His pasture, the people of His creating. How broad is your love today? There's the challenge. If God loves you with this all-embracing love, can you carry that love? Are you willing to reach out? Anyone in your circle who you consider untouchable? Is there anyone that you're withholding love, grace, forgiveness? Look to the shepherd. Look to the good shepherd. Receive His love. Can you feel the love tonight? This was the original lion. What was it called? The Lion King, right? Can you feel? Well, I'm not going to sing it. It all started back 2013 years ago, right? Can you feel the love? Can you share the love? It's yours to share with the whole world. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You and praise You for Your grace, mercy, and peace. We thank You for Your amazing love. Forgive us, Lord, for when we withhold love, harbor grudges, unforgiveness. Release us, O Lord, to love one another, to love the world with Your love, to share Your love, especially this time of year. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.